Started here on the BRC radio show, brought to you by the Birmingham Record Collectors of Birmingham, Alabama. Welcome in. That was a big hit for the McCoys, and about a year and a half earlier, though, a group called the Vibrations had it out called My Girl Sloopy, but McCoys got a hold of it and made it Hang On Sloopy, and it went on to be a major hit for them. So anyway, welcome into the show, and we've got our three guests from the Birmingham Record Collectors here with us today. Tom, David, and Joe are with us, so we're going to get right back going now to the music, and we're going to let Tom get us started this week. So, Tom, what you got?
Well, thank you, Charlie, and I'm glad to be here again spinning some of the records that I really like. This first one is from Buddy Guy. Buddy's from Louisiana, down Baton Rouge way, and he went to Chicago in 1957. And when he got to Chicago, he had a record already made by one of the radio stations down in Baton Rouge, and he brought it up to Chicago to get recorded. And however, it didn't get recorded right away, but here's Buddy Guy with the first song that he brought to Chicago, "The Way You've Been Treating Me," from 1957. Thank you.
just can't keep on loving you, baby. Lord, I've got to have some reason why. Oh, yeah. Come here, baby.
This next one is Lightning Hopkins. He was a Texas troubadour. He began his singing career in 1946. However, he sang for a good 40 years, and he started to call Houston his home. And here's a tune from him called Breakfast Time. Yes, Breakfast Time was recorded in Muscle Shoals in 1969. With the Alabama Gang, their top rhythm section, Barry Beckett, guitarist Eddie Hinton, bassist David Hood, and drummer Roger Hawkins. Once again, Breakfast Time from 1969, Muscle Shoals, Lightning Hopkins.
I want it hot, oh, hot. Shine up your stove so to burn my coffee pot.
This British group, when they first heard Muddy Waters sing this song, they thought right away, hey, this could be the name of our group. And the rest is history. Here is Muddy Waters singing Rolling Stone.
Well, I wish I was a catcher swimming in a deep blue sea. I would have all you good-looking women fishing after me, showing up after me, showing up after me. Oh, love, oh, love, showing up. My baby's house, and I sit down on her cell. She said, come on in now, buddy, you know my husband just not left, showing up just not left, showing up just not left. Oh Lord, oh well, oh well. Just before I was born, I got a boy child coming, he's gonna be a rolling stone. Showing up, he's a rolling stone. Showing up, he's a rolling stone. Oh well, he's a, oh well, he's a, oh well, he's a.
Okay, Charlie, I got a few numbers here from the crossover section, meaning that these are some of the country artists that sort of crossed over to the pop, rock, and teen songs. So I'd like to start out here with Mac Davis is the artist we're going to hear now. Mac is going to do I'm a Poor Loser. Mac Davis, country singer, music, songwriter from Lubbock, Texas, who has enjoyed much crossover success. His early work and writings were for Elvis Presley. He produced Memories, In the Ghetto, and Don't Cry Daddy, and A Little Less Conversation. Subsequent solo career that he had produced a hit such as Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me. So, Charlie, let's listen to right now, I'm a Poor Loser, Mac Davis.
So I fought a losing battle. I played a losing game. He won your precious love. They tell me you'll take his name. Well, pardon me
if a teardrop comes into view. But I'm a poor loser, a poor loser, and I lost my heart and soul when I lost you. He had so much more to offer, so much more than I can't speak out against him. There couldn't be a nicer guy, but he's taking the only love I ever knew. And I'm a poor loser, a poor loser, and I lost my heart and soul when I lost you. They say you'll be married, the time is drawing near, the burden's too much to carry, I can't hold back the tears. So darling, please forgive me if I'm not there to kiss the bride. My heart just won't permit me, it hurts too much inside. But don't think that I don't wish you well, 'cause I do. I'm just a poor loser, a poor loser, and I lost my heart and soul when I lost you. I'm just a poor loser, a poor loser, and I lost my heart and soul when I lost you.
Okay, Charlie. Got Sue Thompson coming up next, and she's going to be doing one for us. Sue Thompson had a couple of hits there, Sad Movies, and Norman was her biggies. This one she's going to do for us, If a Boy Only Knew, from 1962.
When the girl falls in love with a boy, she can't let him know that she loves him so. So what can the poor girl do? He can have his fun with any
Okay, Charlie, we've got Narvel Feltz coming up next. He's a music rockabilly singer, songwriter. Had a real kind of a tenor, high falsetto. We enjoyed his greatest success in 1970 with his most famous hit, which was Reconsider Me. Today we're going to listen to one. He also done 3,000 Miles, which I guess a nice, if you come across a copy of that, that's a nice song there. Good teen song. For our benefit here today, we're going to listen to I Swear by the Stars Up Above.
Teardrops on my pillow, raindrops on my window pane, I'll weep like the willow till you come back again. They must clear the way. They seem to be calling. I seem to hear them say, I love you, I love you, I swear by stars above. Find a way, I must find a way to bring me. Find a way, I must find a way, or the sunrise I never will see. The night winds softly whisper, they seem to call your name. They seem to say, Mister, you will go insane. I love you, I love you, I swear by stars above. I swear by stars above. I swear.
Charlie, I once made a drive from Birmingham to Austin, Texas. And once you cross the Brazos River, you realize that there's miles and miles of Texas. And next song up is Asleep at the Wheel with Miles and Miles of Texas. Next up will be Post Office, a kind of country pop song by a guy named Charlie Gore, who got his start with the Midwestern Hayride. WLW, I think that was Cincinnati, Ohio, a song called Post Office. And last up will be a train song. I love train songs. This is by a guy named Bill Long, Blow the Whistle. Bill Long's from New Mexico. He was a rodeo rider, and he got his start on the WLS Barn Dance. Here's Blow the Whistle.
Oh, miles and miles of Texas. Yeah. I was born in Louisiana, down on the old bayou. Raised on shrimp and catfish and mammy's good gumbo. I got that rambling fever, said goodbye to Ma and Pa. Cross that old Red River, this is what I saw. I saw miles and miles of Texas, all the stars up in the skies. I saw miles and miles of Texas, gonna live there till I die. Oh, Danny and Bill. I rode up in the cow town, the cradle of the West. Just ask any cowboy, he'll tell you it's the best. I met a Texas beauty, got friendly with her pa. I looked into her big blue eyes, this is what I saw. I saw miles and miles of Texas, all the stars up in the sky. I saw miles and miles of Texas, gonna live there till I die. All lucky now. I started taming broncos, made every rodeo, until I met a rough one, his name was Devil Joe. I grabbed hold of his bridle to ride this old outlaw. He threw me from the saddle, and this is what I saw. I saw miles and miles of Texas, all the stars up in the sky. I saw miles and miles of Texas, gonna live there till I die. Oh, fiddles now.
I've been playing post office, I ain't been the same. The little girl that lives next door taught me all the rules, and now we play post office every evening after school. I've played most every kind of game, but I must confess, the game that I just learned to play rates with me the best. Chills run up and down my spine, my head is in a whirl. All you need to play post office is a boy and girl. Post office, post office, what a crazy game. Since I've been playing post office, I ain't been the same. The little girl that lived next door taught me all the rules, and now we play post office every evening after school. My heart begins to bounce. She packs a keg of dynamite in every little ounce. She's got a style that drives me wild. When she kisses, I stay kissed. If you ain't played post office, then you don't know what you've missed. Post office, post office, what a crazy game. Since I've been playing post office, I ain't been the same. The little girl that lives next door taught me all the post office every evening after school.
All aboard! Oh, choo-choo train was speeding through the mountains. All the passengers were in bed. When the hawk had hollered to the fireman,
"Hey, Joe!
They're gonna track ahead. I fear there will be a great disaster. We'll all be killed, and how?
How?
Well, out there strolling down the railroad track, well, there's a great big old red cow. What'll I do?
You better blow the whistle.
Then what?
You better ring the bell.
You set the air, you say a prayer.
Blow the whistle, ring the bell.
But that engineer was smart, he took a detour, and that train pulled in New York on time. Now the first thing that I did was visit Broadway. I walked around, I didn't know a soul. I thought that I would like to see the city, so I took a train that runs down in a hole. That subway car was terribly crowded, and suddenly some guy began to feel.
He plumb stuck his hand in my pocket, so I stuck my hand in his, and I'll be darned if I didn't make 20 cents on the deal.
Well, what did you do?
I blew the whistle.
Then what?
I rang the bell. I set the air. I said a prayer.
Blow the whistle, ring the bell.
Now, as every story goes, I met a woman. The kind of a gal that any fella'd go for. One night I was up in her apartment. We were holding hands and sitting on the sofa. When suddenly the door started pounding. She said, go hide, my boyfriend's at the door. And then from behind the sofa, her little brother yelled, hey, come on down here, there's room for just one more.
Well, what did you do?
I blew the whistle.
Then what?
I rang the bell. I set the air. I said a prayer.
Blow the whistle, ring the bell.
Howlin' Wolf played one of his last appearances, or had one of his last appearances, at Avery Fisher Hall in New York City. He sat on a chair, his head bent forward, the mic held loosely in a huge hand. The menacing growl had almost disappeared to a whisper as he poured his wounded soul into this song. He was dying, and no one in the audience could have thought anything otherwise. But he was there, and he was holding on as the clock ticked down. Here's Howlin' Wolf in one of his last songs that he ever sang in concert, Going Down Slow.
Enjoy things that kings and queens will never have. In fact, kings and queens can never get. And they don't even know about it. And good times,
I'm my men.
Next song is by a man that I consider to be one of the greatest guitar players that ever was, or at least I have to rank him in the top 20. His name is Roy Buchanan. He started playing guitar professionally in the 1950s, but this song we're going to hear from him today came out in the 70s. He had three blues albums. I forgot the label that they were on now, but if you ever get your hands on them, you'll see that how good of a blues and player and singer. Roy's demise, however, came at his own hands when he was jailed for being drunk and disorderly and having a family dispute with his wife. He hung himself in the jail cell, but here's Roy doing Drowning on Dry Land, Roy Buchanan.
But I went ahead anyway.
and now I feel like I'm drowning on dry land. To tell me about a dog who couldn't see too well. He was crossing a railroad track one day when a train cut off a piece of his tail. You know that dog turned around. He didn't even stop to look up and down the rail. You know that dog lost his whole head trying to find a little piece of tail. I'm going down. Yeah, my nose is in the sand. A cloud of dust just blew over me.
Okay, Charlie, we're going to do a little short set of soul records. Start off with Carla Thomas, and we're going to send this one out to Tom since he's sitting here right next to us. It's called A Boy Named Tom, Carla Thomas, on Atlantic label out of 1964. And right after that finishes, we're going to move to Aretha on an Atlantic 45. The Wait, which was the old band song, which Aretha did a great job on, also features Duane Allman on slide guitar. It's from 1969. And to wind it up, we're going to have Jamesetta Hawkins, who's better known by her name Etta James. This is a Rick Hall Fame production from 1969, and it's Etta doing the Jimmy Hughes song, Steal Away. Here we go.
Okay, Charlie, I've got a couple of more coming up here. This is a favorite for me, and I hope for the folks out there. It's a takeoff on Telstar. Margie Singleton does Magic Star.
Magic Star above, send a message to my love. Tell him that I wait patiently. Sad and so lonely, dreaming of him only. Swift and graceful as a dove, way up above, magic star above.
His big hit, number one hit he had was El Paso and a few more as you're familiar with. This time we're going to hear White Sport Coat and a Pink Carnation from 1957. If we have time, we'll go one more number.
A white sport coat and a pink carnation.
David, those are some good ones. Thanks, guys, for being here today. We enjoyed it a lot. A lot of different kind of music and good music. So looking forward to y'all coming back soon. All right, thanks for joining BRC Radio. Birmingham Record Collectors brings you this show each week. And we're going to close out right now with a David Rose instrumental. Name of it is Calypso Melody.